Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, Season 4 and Episode 5. And it is time to talk about the mystery trip. Last time we chatted, we were leaving Los Angeles. We updated what we did. But friends, all good things must come to an end eventually. But that doesn't mean you can't start something good right around the corner. And that's what we did. We left off with us in the Los Angeles LAX airport. And it's time to go. We are flying Spirit Airlines. That's right, friends. No more Cush, Luxury, Delta. It is time to get around the country flying some different airlines. And so we are flying Spirit. I had all the boarding passes on my phone. The students had no idea where they were going. And so what I did was finally I went to the gate agent and tried to explain to them that they were all with me. And while I was gold at that time, Spirit Gold, which we'll talk about in just a second, I was treated like a gold member. He let all of the people coming with me get on the plane with me at my zone. So we were able to kind of get some space and things like that. And so we all boarded in zone one on Spirit. Now, I'd mentioned this just a second ago. The gold treatment is amazing. In fact, on this trip, they even upgraded me. They said, sir, would you like to sit in a big front seat? I said, yeah, let's do that. And so they put me into a big front seat. They upgraded me. They gave me some snacks and things like that. With gold, you get a free carry-on as well. And I was living the life of luxury until April 1st when my gold status went away. That's right. I no longer have Spirit Gold. It was great while it lasted. In fact, it lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. If you remember back or have not listened to the podcast, I actually was granted gold status as a status match with Delta. Several airlines will do this. And so, in fact, if you're traveling on another airline, but you have status on one airline, it might be worth your time to see about a status match. Back then, this was a couple years ago, they status matched my gold status from Delta and gave me all the perks and benefits for simply trying them out. At that time, there was not an end date in sight. Sometimes when they do a status match, it's like a 3-month trial period or a year, things like that. I got to ride the gravy train for almost 2 full years, and for that, I'm grateful. But now the time is up. I am no longer Spirit Gold, but I was on this trip. And so we got on the plane and we fly to Las Vegas. That's right. We're headed to Las Vegas. Now, depending on what airline you arrive on in Vegas, you might or might not have to take a tram to get to the main area, the main terminal area. For us, we were on Spirit, and so we were able to walk. Southwest is kind of the same, similar issue. You don't have to take the train, but sometimes you have to take the train back to the main area where baggage claim is and exit. And so we walked out. We found the rental car shuttle line. It is an off-site rental car area, and the shuttle line was super long, and I mean super long. And so what I decided to do was look up how much an Uber or Lyft was to see if I could get there quicker and then get the vehicle. And so I ended up doing that. I went and grabbed a Lyft. Uber area was actually on the other side of the other side of baggage claim, and they have like a nice little area that's designated for you to kind of be in a covered parking deck area where drivers come in and pick you up and then exit from there. The rental car center is maybe 5 to 10 minutes off site. As I was getting in my vehicle and headed to the rental car shuttle, I definitely beat the rest of my team who took the regular bus shuttle over, and that way I could have my vehicle ready, picked out, and they simply could hop in and we were ready to go. And so that's what we did. I skipped the line with Alamo. Friends, use your app and skip these long rental car lines. I had done that. I had checked in. I had skipped the line. I was ready to go pick up my vehicle. And so that's what we did. We all loaded in the van. And then it was just time to decide what to do. Now, Vegas has a lot to offer. People think about Vegas as just casinos and craziness, and there are those things. However, there's so many other things to see. You can go see the Hoover Dam. It's like 30 to 40-minute drive from Vegas. You can go to Death Valley. I've been there. That's about a 2-hour drive to the National Park. You can go to the Grand Canyon, specifically the west rim of the Grand Canyon. It's very accessible. And you can also, 2.5 hour drive, get to Zion National Park, which is in the state of Utah, the southwest corner of Utah. And so that's what we did. We hit the road. We went to Zion National Park. We took off. We stopped at a Quick Trip, got some snacks, and then we were on our way to Zion National Park. We went and had grabbed a lunch, and then we drove in to Zion. Now, Zion, if you've been there before, you know this, and I had been there before. There is so much to see and do that you really need multiple days to see it. But we didn't have multiple days. It was just a one-day stop. I just want to kind of tease the emotions and get them excited about possibly going back. And so what we did was we went into the park, and then we parked the vehicle and hopped on the Zion shuttle. Now, there's different ways to see Zion, but if you only have a little bit of time, the best way is just to hop on the shuttle, and they have different stops you can get off on and just see every part of the interior of the canyon. You miss a ton of Zion National Park by not going on hikes and by not driving around and not doing all the other things. But if you only have a limited time, this is the way to go. Once you're in the park, the shuttle's free to hop on, hop off. And so we did that. We went and saw different viewpoints, saw different things, hiked a little bit up into, really not even hiking, just kind of walked the trail towards where people were coming out of the Narrows, which is one of the most famous places in Zion. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And so we did that. Friends, you got to go back to Zion. But after that, we started heading back to Vegas. On the way back to Vegas, it was time for a quick dinner. So we hopped into a Cane's and had Cane's. And then this is what we did. We were only going to be there for just a little bit. They didn't even know that. But the next day, we were leaving early on a flight. And so I wanted them to experience just a little bit of what the Strip had to offer in the sense of the beautifulness of some of the buildings, the Bellagio fountain show, the gardens inside the Bellagio, different things like that. So we stayed in a hotel on the Strip because typically you actually can get it cheaper because they think you're going to spend money in their casinos if you stay there. So we stayed super cheap at the Link Hotel, which is a rebranded, remodeled hotel of old, but it's right there in the center part of town. It's found parking easily, $20 park there. It's super, super easy. Walked around. Now, as we started to walk around, things were shut down on the outside, which is fine. I went and showed them the Venetian. If you've ever been, the Venetian has like canals and tunnels and things like that, which is great. The Mirage actually is shut down now. They're rebranding it and rebuilding it into a Hard Rock. Took them by Caesars and the Bellagio, took them to New York, and to Paris and all these places. And ultimately, it's just walking around and experiencing a little bit about the sights of what it has to offer. Went back to the hotel, and in the morning, it was time to leave. So we left, and on the way out, we caught the Fabulous Vegas sign. There's a parking place. It's a lot easier if you hit that sign driving back to the airport. It's a lot easier to get to just because of the way the parking is set up. Picked up some gas by the outlets and then returned the rental car at the rental car center. Now, again, this is one of those things where you can prepay for gas or you can fill it up yourselves. I personally like filling it up because you can turn it in full and you know exactly that you're going to have the right amount of payment for gas and that. We took the shuttle back to the airport. Went through security. Now, this is another reminder, friends, get your TSA security. There's so many credit cards that offer TSA and global entry reimbursement. And so a couple of us had TSA, the other folks did not. And it just makes a big difference as far as ease of getting through and taking shoes off and getting checked and all those things. And we ended up in the A gates of Terminal 1, which is exactly where we came in. We were going to fly Spirit again. We're going to take the exact same plane that we had taken into Las Vegas, and we were going to take it to Portland. That's right, Portland, Oregon. We had a little bit of time, but there were lounges in D, and so you don't have to go out of security, but it is a long process, so we had some time. So I walked with friends from A to B to C, and then we took the shuttle to D. And in D is an incredible, it's a nice newer part of the Vegas airport. There's two specific lounges that we were able to go into there. One is the Club Las Vegas, which if you have Priority Pass, you have access to the Club Las Vegas. You can get two guests in Or you can get guests in, three guests plus yourself. But I had two cards, so I was able to get some more people in as well. I think it's two guests plus yourself. But I had some cards, so I was able to get more people in. She was a little confused, but everyone got in. And they also, right across from there, they have a Capital One lounge, which I had never been in, but I have a Capital One card. So I was like, I need to visit this lounge. And man, I'm telling you what, Capital One does it first class. In fact, I didn't have much time. So she asked me if I wanted a grab and go bag. And they had a whole section of everything I could grab, from breakfast sandwiches to overnight oats to all these things. And so I made me a little to-go bag, and it was great. Now, from there, it was a full flight, and so it was kind of packed up, but Spirit was still good to us in the sense of getting us on the plane, getting us to where we need to go. And as I was on the plane, I was gold again as well, still for this flight. And so if you were gold, you have an allowance. I no longer have this allowance, but just for those of you that are gold, maybe listening, they normally tell you one drink and one snack, but your allowance is $20.50, which normally typically equates to two drinks, two snacks. And so I made sure to take care of that. From there, we landed in Portland, Oregon. The airport is a little bit away from downtown. Portland's not my favorite city in the world, but in essence, it was a city that I wanted to visit, especially for the students to visit, especially because they might not ever get to Oregon other than that. So we got a little rental car, and from there, the rental car was easy to get to, and we drove downtown, experienced Portland a little bit, and in one day in March in Portland, we had sun, we had rain, we had sleet, we had hail, we had everything in between. It was crazy weather day. Had some coffee, had some lunch. We ate a little outdoor lunch market, which was great there and on the way down into Portland, and then got some coffee, some hot chocolate, things like that. Portland is actually known as one of the greatest coffee cities. Most people think Seattle just because of Starbucks, but Portland has a ton of coffee shops. So we stopped and got some coffee. Some other people who didn't drink coffee wanted some hot chocolate, so we made that happen. And then we kind of made our way up onto an overlook hill, overlooking all of Portland. On the way up there, we stopped at the International Rose Test Garden, which is a fantastic place to go if you visit Portland in the summer or when roses are blooming. We were in March, not blooming, but this is where it's the city of roses, and you want to see roses. And so this is the place where you go to. From there, it's right next to, that's free to go into. And then right by there is also a Japanese garden, which cost money. We didn't do that. And then went up on the hill to overlook the city, which was free as well. Just a little parking fee. But we were only there 15 minutes, so we didn't park. Had a little snowball fight while we were up there as well. Seems to be the theme of our trips. And then we kind of made our way back down to Portland, where we saw some cherry blossom trees right on the river. There's a Welcome to Portland sign. We kind of hung out, went to Voodoo Donuts, which is the original location, Voodoo Donuts. So picked up some donuts there and just spent the afternoon, went to Goodwill as well. And then as time was winding down, I had to return the rental van to the airport because we weren't actually flying out. We decided, and by that I mean I decided, to put the students on an Amtrak train and for us to train from Portland to Seattle. It was a lot cheaper. Now, when you go on Amtrak and you go on these train sites to book tickets, if you just book single tickets, it's going to be look like it's quite expensive. But there's this deal where there's it's existed every time I've looked at Amtrak, where the more tickets you buy, the cheaper it is per ticket. And I'm telling you, what I did was I split it between 8 tickets on one reservation and 4 on the next. And it really was very, very affordable to get on a train from Portland to Seattle. And what we also did was we went ahead and got business class. So we had a business class cabin on the train. As we made our journey up, we were the only people in that business class cabin, except for one other person. Kind of felt bad for her. But it was a fun experience as we kind of went up, had to get to experience the train ride, 3-hour train ride. It was getting dark. It was actually getting dark as we were going, so you couldn't see much. But students got to experience like life on a train. They actually have a cabin for food, and so we had dinner on the train as well. And then we were headed to Seattle, Washington. That's right, going to Seattle, one of my favorite cities in the United States. And as we were going to Seattle, we made plans to stay at a hotel just near the airport because we were going to spend one night in Seattle. So the train stopped. We got off the train and we were able to walk to the hotel, stayed at Embassy Suites. I love Embassy Suites hotels, especially for larger groups because the rooms are suites and there's extra beds and things like that. They were a great, great place. They had breakfast in the morning for us as well. And in the morning, I got up and I went and got, I took an Uber to the airport, picked up a rental van for us to be able to experience Seattle the rest of the day. Came back, picked up the crew, we had breakfast, and then we were off to go to Seattle. Seattle is amazing. Tons of things to see. In fact, you don't have time to really do it in one day, but we tried. We attempted. So this is what we did in Seattle. I took them, first of all, to the southwest corner of Seattle where you can kind of look at the Seattle from across the water, Alki Beach. This is a place where a lot of people kind of go and hang out. It's a nice little beach area. It's probably the only real closest beach in Seattle. And then kind of drive around and you get the picture of the city. Now, we hit the jackpot because that day in Seattle was actually not raining and partly cloudy, but almost clear. In fact, it was so clear that at times I could see Mount Rainier in the distance, which was incredible because you can only normally do that during the summer a couple other times. But Mount Rainier was visible as well. And so Seattle looked beautiful in the morning. We kind of drove. We went and gotten some coffee. And then I took them up to Queen Anne Hill and to a park there where you can overlook and see Seattle and see the Space Needle and see all of that, kind of the opposite view of there. And so we did that. It's a great place to go and hang out. In fact, we went back there later that night to get a night view of Seattle. They were doing some laser shows, so the Space Needle wasn't lit up like it normally should be. But there was a ton of people up there taking pictures and things like that. And then from there, we started making our way around Seattle a little bit, and it was time to get I knew there was multiple things I wanted them to taste in Seattle, so we kind of did a taste tour of Seattle as well, and we went to a sandwich shop. If you have been to Seattle, you might be familiar with Paseo, but Paseo has been sold, and instead of Paseo, which Paseo, the reason Paseo was so great, it was rated the number two sandwich in America. That's right, the number two sandwich. It's a Caribbean sandwich. And what they ended up doing was there's a whole issue with pay and all this stuff. And so the guy just sold it. Paseo sold it. And his sons opened up a place called Un Bien with the same exact recipe. And so I ended up buying six of these sandwiches, and we split them in half. There was 12 of us, so each of us got a half. It was kind of like a morning or early lunch snack. A couple people said this is the best sandwich they've ever had. It was great. People who don't even like trying things. I mean, there was girls on our trip who were like, I don't really, you know, just give me mac and cheese. They loved this sandwich. And so it's a great sandwich. From there, we went down to the Ballard Locks, which is where a lock system has been built for boats to kind of go in and out and connect Lake Union with the Puget Sound and things like that. And so we got to actually see the lock system work, a couple boats going in and out, which was cool. And then from there, we went to the lake. And on our last trip to Lake Union, Washington with students, we rented rowboats. But this time, found a Groupon for an electric boat rental that all 12 of us could get on. And so we just spent 2 hours on the water exploring Lake Union, going to different places and watching the planes land, seeing different pictures. It was great, a great little respite in the middle of a city as we kind of walked around. And so got to show students Gasworks Park, which is famous in multiple places, but it's also a place where they filmed part of the episodes of 10 Things I Hate About You. Took them to the University of Washington, had them walk into the library there. And then also we went down, it was time to go downtown. And so we went and had seafood, a little seafood stop for people, a little snack, if you will, down on the wharf. People get some clams and seafood and things like that. But I told them not to overeat, just get a taste of different seafood options. And then we spent time at the Pike Place Market, which is obviously one of the well-known spots in Seattle, the original Starbucks location, all that. So we walked around there for a couple hours as well. And then as time was winding down, it was time for us to kind of wrap up our time in Seattle. And we went into Chinatown, downtown Seattle. There's a Chinese restaurant, which is really good. And I've been there multiple times. What I like about it is it's family owned. It's been there and through generations. and it's called Tai Tung Restaurant in Chinatown, Seattle. We were all able to sit at one table. I could order entrees, and we'd just have a Lazy Susan rotated around and eat family style. And so it was great, great day in Seattle. And then it was time to go back to the airport to fly out. We had a red-eye flight back. Now, this is kind of where things get interesting because if you have remembered our last trip to Seattle, man, it was crazy. We almost missed our flight. But this is what I did ahead of time. I knew I had TSA PreCheck. I knew that I wanted to get to the airport before TSA PreCheck closed, and that mission was accomplished. We were able to return the vehicle, get back to the airport, and I went through TSA PreCheck with no issues whatsoever. However, the line had already started forming for all of these other people, and I knew that this was going to be an issue ahead of time. So what Seattle has now and what I was able to find in the preparation for this trip is what's called Seattle Spot Saver. And they also have this in Orlando and a couple of other places where you go in and you pre-register a security clearance time. It doesn't cost any money, and you go through a separate line. And so I had done this for 10 of our students to go through a completely different security line, not through the one that was completely backed up and not through TSA PreCheck. And they saved hours. I'm telling you, they probably would have missed the flight again had we not done this. But Seattle Spot Saver allows you to kind of pick a time that you're going to arrive at the airport. There's a window that you have to arrive in that time, and it's good for multiple people. So I reserved 10 people to go through, and two of us went through TSA PreCheck. And so all of us got through with plenty of time to spare. Check it out if you're ever going through Seattle, or if you're in another airport, see if they have a Spot Saver or some sort of security clearance, TSA saving time. From there, we kind of hung out, went to a lounge, went up and to enjoy just a lounge that I was able to get into again with a priority pass. And this time we were flying United. That's right, United. And we flew from Seattle, Washington on an overnight flight to the great city of Chicago. Now, Chicago is amazing, an amazing city, one of my favorite cities. In fact, especially during September, October, as it's warm weather, things like that, like not super hot, but nice fall weather. But we hit the jackpot weather-wise again. It was like 65 to 70 degrees in Chicago. And on this Saturday, when we would arrive at 6 a.m., it happened to be the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, which means this, that the river would be turned green, and we would get to see it. Now, I had seen pictures of this, but I wanted to see with my own eyes, is this really as green as they say it is? So what we did, we flew into O'Hare Airport. I picked up a rental vehicle, but we were going to fly home that night from Midway, so I made sure to get a one-way rental. It wasn't that much. It was actually cheaper having that rental, even returning to a different place, than it would have been for me to pay for Metro and Uber and all those things. And so it was actually just saved us some money on that regard. I did have to pay a little bit for parking in the city. But we went, I took them by Wrigley Field, showed them where Wrigley Field was. People were already out. You could tell it was going to be a festive Saturday of St. Patrick's Day. We had no idea what it was going to be like. We got downtown. It was absolutely packed. I did find a parking space. We went and had a nice little coffee and breakfast at a coffee shop and was just sitting outside enjoying the weather. But you could kind of see the anticipation building. So we went and found a place overlooking the river that we could see the river turn green. And let me just say this. The river turns green. It's unbelievable. There were people everywhere. It was a nice, festive atmosphere. People were nice. But as soon as that river turns green, chaos breaks out. Everything's closed in the sense of they have pedestrian walkways closed. The Bean was closed. There's a parade. There was people everywhere. It was literally like the world's largest frat party happened in Chicago downtown. There was nowhere to go. And so we kind of just, we were trying to get everyone back together. We ended up walking to Portillo's and had lunch at Portillo's where we had Italian beefs and hot dogs and things like that. Great little spot. Obviously, probably famous and touristy, but that's okay. It was great. And then from there, we're trying to figure out, man, where should we go? Traffic was the worst traffic I've ever seen in my life. And that's saying something. I've been in some major cities. It was awful. But I still love Chicago. What we ended up doing was we ended up getting everyone in the van and we took them to the Lincoln Park Zoo, which is free to go into outside the city, wasn't crowded, and spent several hours there hanging out. And then I knew that I wanted to get them pizza before we went back to the airport, Chicago deep dish. But then there's also another place or another style of pizza. It's like a spicy pepperoni thin crust. I was like, we got to try this. So what I did was I went ahead and pre-ordered, because here's the thing about Chicago deep dish. If it's done correctly, it takes time to cook. In fact, by the time you get seated and by the time you order, you're looking at like an hour before your pizza is going to even come out. And so I went ahead and pre-ordered it for pickup, so that when we drove down, we would drive down to Geno's East on the way to the airport. We actually had a plan, just, hey, we're going to sit on the side of the road and eat this thing. And we did. I ordered a deep dish, two different deep dish pizzas, and then a spicy, large, thin crust pepperoni. And I'm telling you, they were fantastic. Some people say it's the best pizza they've ever had. It was amazing. And from there, we drove to the airport. I returned the rental car. And Midway has just opened up a new lounge, which is kind of busy as well. So I didn't get to spend much time in there. But then we flew home from Chicago back to Myrtle Beach, and we landed in Myrtle Beach on time. It's amazing. And all of these travels, the flights were on time. You hear all these horror stories. Everything worked out. Everything was great. And the trip was completed as we come down the escalators and it says, welcome to Myrtle Beach. And we see familiar faces. The mystery trip lives on. Where will we go next? What will we do? I don't know, but here's what I do know. Friends, you need to go visit these cities. Go out and see the world. If you're heading to one of these places, check out one of these options that I've just mentioned, or hit me up and I'll let you know. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the long episode. We'll catch you next time on the Nieces Nugs podcast.